Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from amazing Phoenix, Arizona.
Today is Jack Thursday, and I'm going to talk about life math, which completely confuses Jill.
You know, hold on a moment.
Not life math, the topic. Just what the hell is he going to talk about now?
Oh, that does. Yeah, like I don't know where you're going with that. But I was going to pause and say, I'm actually good at math.
Oh, I know.
I did really well in school.
In physics.
In physics. That was one of my favorite subjects. I liked physics. That was really fun for me. So like flying and, you know, old school when you're learning to fly and you have to map out where you're going and how many minutes to get somewhere and degrees and that kind of thing. Oh, I love that stuff. I kill it on all that. So don't think I can't do math, but that's not what this is about
today. Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free if you're already a member of Land Academy. Join us on Discord.
Leah wrote, "Hello, I have a property under contract, and the owner's relative has a neighboring parcel. The relative has agreed to give the owner an easement so her property can be accessed by the road. This is in, should I say the state or no?
Sure.
Okay, this is in California. Where do I find the paperwork to get this done? What is the process?"
This is not something you can do yourself. It's not something I could do myself after how many years of doing this. You need to call a lawyer, preferably a real estate lawyer that understands easements and preferably in that county. Potentially even in that city. And that's really the only way it's going to get done. Here's the great news. This almost never happens. The fact that these people are related and that they're cooperating,
that's
and that
true.
What you're now doing is every land person's dream. You're taking a property that, until you do this, its use is very limited, if anything. It's only limited to the people that actually have access around it.
Right.
Unfortunately, one of these is a relative. And you're creating equity. And that's what this is all about. We create equity here. We buy property cheap and we resell it for more. We create some equity for ourselves and the persons we sell it to. And so this is good. I put this in here for a reason. This is a dream situation. So anybody who's looking at property that doesn't have physical or legal access, and that's a lot of us all the time, the remedy is to talk to the neighbors and see, hey, can I get some access to this property over here? It's on the edge of your property. It doesn't look like you live there anyway. Looks like you live in Nevada and the property's in Texas. What do you say I blade a road in, get some physical and legal access? I'll pay for it all. I just need you to sign some stuff. It doesn't happen enough.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Today's topic, it's Jack Thursday. This is why you're listening. It's
life
Jack
math.
Thursday about life math.
What is life?
When I was a kid, I was confused, like every kid.
And now you've got it all down, especially understanding women.
Like every kid, not only was I confused, I wanted to grow up really fast. I was tired of being a kid. As soon as I could think and speak, I wanted to be older than I was, like every kid. And so you get all kinds of advice for all kinds of stuff. And in my case, and I don't think my case is that unusual, I got all kinds of advice about social stuff. You know, I never took a class in high school. I took a class about how to get someone pregnant.
What the heck?
And they took a long time about that, explaining how it works and why not to do it and what the repercussions are. But I didn't take a class called Life Math Budgeting 101.
Yeah, that's true.
Why you shouldn't have a car payment.
We had home ec.
Yeah,
like how to sew. That's true.
So I have this theory.
How to fill out a check, not write too many checks.
People hate math. Ask 10 people in a room, not Land Academy members, because everybody here is actually good at math, and I mean it.
That's true.
But 10 people in a room, and they'll tell you, oh, no, I want to be a psychologist and talk about your feelings all day.
That's I don't want to think about the money. I want someone else to handle that.
Uh-huh. I'm an artist.
Huh?
I'm a chef. I'm a plumber.
Yeah.
I'm a doctor. I'm not. This math, life, money thing is below me.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal with life math. You need to really ask a lot of questions and find a source of education as early as possible that you possibly can do. Jill and I are writing a book. It started out as stuff your father never told you, and now it's stuff your parents never told you. Mm-hmm. And so we're doing it together. And this is one of the modules. Incidentally, there's another module called Understanding Makeup. Because that's as confusing for me and some young people as math. Do you know that applying makeup is the single most popular YouTube topic?
Yeah, that is true. I'm sure of that.
And one of the top five YouTube influencers, it's nothing like what Jill and I do. Our numbers are tiny compared to some of these people have tens of millions of followers.
It's not us.
Men putting on makeup. So, and we talk about, Jill and I talk about this in a different, but let's stick to math here.
Yeah, please explain that to me. I'd like to know that and answer that. I know why women do it. You explain why men do it.
Here's the deal. When you leave your house as a kid, or if you're my age, you know, 50 plus years old, you have to do some math, and there's no way around it. There are ways around everything. It's to what extremity, at what extreme do you want to go to accomplish what I call getting to zero? And that's what math is for me, getting to zero.
What's getting to zero?
Do I want a mortgage? Mm. Sometimes I have to have a mortgage. No, I'd rather have it be zero. Do I want any income tax? No, I'd rather have it be zero. How about utility bills? Nope, it would rather be zero. So I would love.
How about children? How about a wife? Getting to zero. You know, you're doing really well, babe. Just kidding. I'll get you to zero. She took the kids and the house and the cars. I got to zero real fast.
And so you're standing there in the middle of the street.
And you're at zero.
And your underpants saying, this is about it. This is zero. Unemployed.
With a trash bag. I'm stuffed. Okay.
So when you're young, you have a ton of choices. You don't think you do, but you do. You're going to go out and get a job, which is way easier than I think everybody thinks. It's going to be a terrible job. The first few jobs always are.
They should be.
But you're going to have a job.
Yeah.
And you're going to get a paycheck. Yeah. And you're shocked and amazed at how small your paycheck is.
Yes.
The first month or year or 2 years of your working life. But you're never going to spend more than that paycheck. So what that means is having no ego, maybe cutting your own hair. I don't know. I don't know what it means for you. But this is life math. Everybody needs transportation. You can take the bus for next to nothing, and the opposite extreme is, you know, driving a car that you can't afford, which most people do. So that math part needs to be worked out. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else to say, and we can go into all kinds of budgeting, but please just be conscious of it. If you're thinking about it and you know about it, even when you're 50, don't be surprised by these bills that you get, because we all do this to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So is life math more, how is it different as an adult? So you say...
I mean, should I join Land Academy is kind of where this, or shouldn't I join Land Academy, or how much do I want extra to make every month, or where, you know, this requires budgeting. Mm-hmm. You know, these are modules that Jill and I are developing for showing up for life, this new program.
Exactly. Happy you could join us today, 5 days a week. You can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow is Jill Friday, and she's going to talk about how to turn a dead deal into a successfully completed one. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I'm not sure I quite finished that, but that's just the overview.
I'm sorry.
We all need you to. It's okay. I'll finish it now.
Good.
We need utility bills. You know, we need electricity. Do we need to pay for it? That's the question. Or can we have a rental house and kind of work off of that electricity? So we have all these amazing choices. Mm-hmm. We don't have to be stuck in a terrible job our entire lives just to pay bills. And I think a lot of people think that.
I understand. I hear you where you're coming from.
There are all kinds of ways, tips and tricks that I have for minimizing all this stuff. Do you really need utility bills? No. You know, I was watching a Shark Tank episode. where...
Well, it's part of your housing. Let's back up. You do need to have a roof over your head and a safe place to sleep and live and everything. What if you have a family too, by the way? But you can be efficient about it, smart about it, budget about it, and...
You can live with your family.
And don't have a big ego about it.
That's right.
What can you afford? You know what? I think for me, life math is... We all need to be realistic and really think about what makes sense to us right now today. And what your goals are great, and you're going to work towards that. You don't need to hurry up and try to keep up with the Joneses. I haven't heard that in a while.
Boy, that's for sure.
It exists.
But, one of the happiest times of my life, I lived with five guys in a terrible fallen down house, and I think my entire expense to live there, I didn't have any utility bills or any of that. They just collected, I think, $200 or $300 a month, which I was making in one or two nights of tips working at a restaurant. And so you can get rid of all these things. You can get to zero way more than you think, but it just takes some sacrifice and some planning. And instead of letting stuff happen to you, and this is true if you're 50 years old in Land Academy, you can't let stuff happen to you. You've got to go do it yourself. You have to go make stuff happen. Mm-hmm. Where there's no real change is ever going to, unfortunately, the lottery gets way too much attention, and that's picking some numbers and pure luck, and then a bunch of stuff happened to you. You didn't do anything.
It's true.
It should be illegal. That's what I think.
The lottery?
Yeah.
Real? It gives people a
false sense of hope.
It does. From what I've heard, too, the lottery does harm more people, right, than it does help people.
Yeah.
You learn who your friends are, and it's not the people that come out of the woodwork asking for money when you win the lottery.
The lottery should come with a class that says, this is never going to happen to you. So please don't. Please actually change your life now and go buy some real estate instead of buying this ticket you're about to buy.
My dad was big on the lottery. He liked that. When it got big, he would send us out, because we're all in different states. He'd tell us, seriously, I need you to spend, even if it was like $20, go get some tickets. I'm like, okay, Dad, here we go. It's really funny. Do you need to send out a few thousand offers to property owners like us? Check out offers, number2owners.com. No setup fees, free mail merge, exceptional service, and now concierge data pulling, scrubbing, and pricing. Wow. Give offers to owners a call today. Why is that so funny?
No, wow.
It's true.
It is pretty amazing. It is. It's an amazing product that 20 times more people are using than I thought.
Yep.
Concierge data on offers to owners.com.
Totally.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.